Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Oh. So, how are you? Very spontaneous meeting.
We got a little further with Eureka. We actually got the UI to work mostly and somewhat. We were able to log in to the UI, so that's progress.
Oh, nice. Oh, hello. Now the microphone works. Very spontaneous meeting.
Is that what this is? This is a spontaneous meeting. It wasn't scheduled ahead of time.
Just
I just
saw
saw
today.
the
Did we say we meet in 2 weeks? I don't remember, but Shelley seemed to imply that we agreed that. I mean, it's possible. I don't remember either, but it's very possible because
It's
yeah.
possible. Okay, what should we do? Do you have any topics? Hello. Hi, Shelley.
Hello.
There's Minus. Hello. Can you
Hello.
make a short introduction to yourself?
Sure. I'm a sysadmin at Linköping University in Sweden, and I have set up Folio for usage at our library. So right now I have just upgraded to Q. So now I need to start working on Ramsons.
How are you installing it?
By
Kubernetes or single
nope,
server?
using Puppet and Podman.
Okay.
So I think I have a fairly unique solution.
Okay, Quesnelia to Ramsons, okay. Linköping. You were first running on a single server. I remember that.
Yep, most
With
certainly.
Niels. Niels did that.
And a VM instance in a VMware cluster. That's where all the modules run, and then we have a few edge. All the edge modules are in their own machines.
Any other topics? I have to admit that I am completely unprepared. My Eureka installation is through the whole cycle, but there are problems with the UI. I don't know, I kind of gave up upon this, and maybe it's not worth pursuing this further because it's only a snapshot version with virtually no UI. So if that doesn't work, but I can look up the problems, but what do you want to talk about, Shelley? Example. Sorry for picking you up, but
I thought we would talk about Eureka stuff, but I don't, it would be mainly Josh talking about where we're at because he's been working on getting our UI to work. We're having problems with capabilities. We don't
What
have all
kind
the
of problems?
capabilities or something.
Oh, yeah, capabilities. This is a new concept, roles and capabilities instead of permissions for those who are not so familiar with it, which would be not surprising. Okay.
Yeah,
And
basically, we were able to get past the problems we were having with even logging into the UI by there was a load balancer rule or something blocking our ability to get to the fully qualified domain name of Keycloak. So once we got our sysadmins to address that, then login started working. But now we're at the point where not all of the modules, not all of the applications appear, and we can't see the settings. So kind of plugging away at that a little bit, it seems like I was able to find out that, the e-testing version of Eureka had like 3,000 permissions or so when you do the when it does a call to the was it the self endpoint? Do you remember what that was called, Shelley? I'm gonna try to look it up real quick. It's like the self-reference.
Users key cloak.
Is it
That's
user's key
for
cloak?
self. It's in users key cloak.
User's key cloak, yeah. Get users by self-reference. So it's supposed to return a big list of permissions, and we're only getting a medium-sized list of permissions. So that explains why, we have most a bunch of applications, but not all of them, I think. I'm not sure why that's not working yet. And I'm not even actually sure where it's getting those permissions. Is it mod permissions or is it something in Keycloak? Or I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at with troubleshooting that. Also, LDR said that it could be that our front end is not matching up with the back end versions, and I thought maybe we would try upgrading the front end version, maybe use the latest or something just to see
Well,
if that
then it
helps.
would be totally mismatched.
Yeah.
Right? So right now we're trying to deploy RAMPs in CSP4 because we upgraded from Kesnalia to RAMPs in CSP4 with Okapi, and then we're trying to deploy Eureka at RAMPs in CSP4. But I'm kind of at the point where I think we should just upgrade to the Sunflower, the latest Sunflower, using Eureka, and just uninstall all of the back end modules that we have at RAMPs in CSP4, and then install everything at whatever the Sunflower versions are, and just upgrade it. I don't know. Just to see, I feel like there might be entitling and all of these processes might work better in later releases.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I want to do that, but I also want to know, like, f learn where, when it's doing this get users by self-reference, where is it pulling that data? And if we give it the data it wants, is that going to fix that?
Yeah,
I think
so
short of, doing what you're saying and just tearing everything down, which we're going to do, but,
yeah.
it would be easier just to figure out what, how to
So
post that endpoint and give it what it wants and see if that gets us further here. So.
that's underscore self-reference endpoint. That's in Kesnalia, that's like coming from user mod users BL. So I
How
would
do you
think that users key cloak is going to users BL, and then users BL is going to mod permissions to figure out what the permissions are for that user, and then going back through to respond.
Okay. So the source is
That's
truth
what
and
I suspect, but I don't like where does Keycloak fit in with permissions and stuff and all this is what I get confused about.
me too.
Like, is where is the source of truth for the permissions and roles and capabilities? Is it in the Okapi database or is it in the Keycloak database?
I have not tried anything of this, but I thought that was the kind of the point of Keycloak. So I would think it's Keycloak, but you can't see that in the Keycloak database directly, or
We can, yeah.
hmm.
Yeah, we can look at the Keycloak database, and I can tell that, there's a role called admin role, and it has all the capabilities, like all of them. But for some reason, like when it does that call to, get user by self-reference, it's not, doesn't seem like it's pulling from Keycloak. It sounds like it's pulling from mod permission somewhere. And somehow when you populate Keycloak, it's supposed to, or you do entitlement, it's supposed to, not entitlement, but the capabilities. It's supposed to also populate mod permissions.
Oh, interesting.
I
Okay.
mean, I don't, it seems like that
Yeah.
goes against the like Keycloak being the source of truth
Yeah.
for all of it, but that's kind of, I think, the working theory right now.
Okay, interesting. Because like high level theoretical abstract knowledge was that mod permissions wouldn't be needed anymore at all. But it doesn't seem to be the case. Interesting.
And I thought that too. And then I just looked, wait a minute, is that one of the modules that we installed? And it is running. It's not one of the ones in the, on the how-to page that says don't install. There's like three that it says you don't install. Maybe four, I don't remember. But that's not one of them. That one is running. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
I was just going to say that, like with the Eureka platform, what I've noticed is we have this like question of where is the source of truth for these things? Because we have users in the Okapi database, and then we're also having users in the Keycloak database, and there's this syncing thing that has to happen. And I'm trying to find that wiki page that explains all the Eureka roles management, and maybe there might be something enlightening in there about where stuff is stored. Yeah, I can't find the wiki page, but
Yeah. I still find the role management of this token stuff very confusing. I remember there are two ways to get the token. They're both called bearer token.
yeah. Okay. One's for the master realm and one's for your
Yeah,
tenant
exactly.
realm, right?
Exactly, Shelley. Exactly.
It's
And
like
I,
which one are in, you don't really,
yeah.
it's not spelled out clearly, like, oh, that one won't work for this one and vice versa.
Yeah, you don't know which one to take, and even for the secrets, I mean, I naturally assume that the secrets are in Keycloak, but they are different. Sometimes there's a user, it's called Daiko Client Admin something, and the secret is the same. Daiko client admin something. But when I send a post, I have to put secret password, the string secret password. And it's completely, I don't know, unintuitive. If, I mean, if there's an error and you're looking for the cause of your error, of the error, you would assume this is a might be the source of an error, but it's an intention that you use one secret password here and another passport there, you know.
I found the link to the roles management that I was looking for. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah. So I was just doing, a curl to like using the Kong URL, then perms users, and then the user ID of the admin user that we created. And it says no user ID with that ID. So there's no perms user for our admin. It didn't work when it created it, or I'm guessing it didn't work when we were doing the capabilities or whatever.
Well, so that's a question is like, is the Eureka admin user supposed to be created in the Okapi database?
Yeah.
Permissions?
Yeah.
Eureka admin.
I don't know.
What do you mean? There is no user database in Okapi. The Okapi database is just the module names. Or do you mean
We're talking about the schema, the database.
Well,
So like mod permissions dot permissions user database table.
We
But
call
that
that's in
database.
the Folio database.
We call it Okapi.
Yeah,
That's
okay.
okay. It's named Folio by Folio, I think. I don't think you can change it.
No, we named ours Okapi
Okay.
database.
Yeah, you can
Interesting.
change it. You just have to like configure it correctly.
Yeah.
Ours is called
Okay.
Folio. So.
I wonder if that's part of the problem. I don't know. But I
No,
think,
that can't be.
we,
But
because
do
in
you have.
all of our configs environment variables, the DB name is Okapi. So it knows the name of our database. So.
Where do Okapi store its database data?
In the public schema.
Okay, yep. Then I understand.
Oh, it's like, is that a problem?
I
No, that can't be a problem.
don't think it's a problem, but we split this
Shouldn't
in
be.
two different databases.
We too.
Okay, so Josh, you're saying that the Eureka admin user that we create as part of the steps for setting up Eureka, it has a user record in Keycloak, but it doesn't have a user record in
Folio.
the Folio slash Okapi database.
Well, it
Okay.
doesn't have a record in under perms users and that user ID.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look in the user. Maybe we did before. I don't remember now, but
So the question is, like, should it be there?
yeah, that's a good question. I mean, so yeah, I just did a curl to, users with that user ID. So, and it returns Eureka admin. So it's in the users table in our o quote unquote Okapi database. In the Folio database, sulmod users dot users, it's in there, but it didn't get put in, the permissions didn't get populated. The permissions record for that users didn't get populated.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that it should have anything in the mod permissions schema because it's supposed to be in Keycloak.
Okay. Well, that's why I was wondering
Right?
why that,
Like,
where that get user by self-reference is pulling that data.
yeah. Did you see anything in the sidecar logs about where that traffic goes?
I didn't notice anything yet.
I thought I asked the AI agent in the early adopters channel about mod permissions and in Eureka, and I think the AI told me that it doesn't use that anymore. It should be using Keycloak. But the AI could be wrong.
Then we shouldn't need mod permissions.
But it might be that like we still have to deploy mod permissions as we're in this like overlap period of modules needing Okapi and modules that don't need Okapi for Eureka. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, for what it's worth, it's the Kubernetes example deployment that says mod login, mod login SAML, and mod auth token and Okapi must be excluded from deployment. So that's not the document that says like how to migrate from Okapi to Eureka. It's the document that's like assumes you're doing a fresh kind of install.
Yeah, one of my questions is also how to migrate. I now have snapshot versions. I want to go to some Flower versions. Doesn't matter what Ramses or Sunflower. But how do you do this? I only know the Okapi install endpoint. And there I can stop talking because it's Okapi. How to do this in the no, in Eureka? This is not in the documentation. How did you do this?
Well, and we kind of sort of went back and forth between the documents, and we sort of saw look, some of the steps are kind of overlap with each other. So we basically use the sort of example Kubernetes deployment mostly, and then we ran a migration that it set up to do on the
How did you set that up, the migration? Or what is that in that case? I mean, in Okapi, it's automatically. I just de deploy the new module version and it does the migration in the background. I have no idea what it does there. Some
So
database.
we've when we deploy Folio and Okapi-based Folio, we don't use Okapi to upgrade the modules for us, if that makes any sense. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
think somehow Kong has to do this now.
we deploy the backend modules using Helm.
Yeah, then you
And
have two backend
then
modules. And how to migrate?
we do some curls to Okapi to the to say install and upgrade these versions. So we post to the Okapi endpoint proxy tenants install or something,
Probably during the
JSON file.
entitlement, isn't it? You have to entitle it. And when you
Right.
entitle it,
So
then it's might give you the runs the migration.
it's kind of the same process.
Yeah.
Let me maybe share my screen
Sure.
with, let's see. So we kind of outlined it in this Folio Eureka code that we have. I didn't really want to copy exactly what's in the wiki, but this is kind of what we did. We figured out which versions that we want. We created our secrets in Vault after if Vault was installed. But then there's we deployed Kong, Keycloak, and Vault. And some of these let's see, this is for Keycloak, and we had to have our operations team install Kong for us. And I think they also had to install Vault for us because there was custom resource definitions. And then we deployed the manager modules. We're using FolioHelm v2 as our the Helm repo. And these override, we call them values files, are here in here. So for example, for manager applications, we're setting image tag 2.1.0. And these are the integrations with the existing secrets, extra JavaOps. And so all this stuff is supposed to work with the FolioHelm v2 charts. Okay, so after, let me go back here, deploy the manager modules. And then we get a token for the master realm. We deploy a pod called Folio Kubernetes pod in our cluster, and we log in, we exec into that pod, and we did these posts
With a backend admin client.
to get the, yeah. And so we save the token there. And then we expand the token lifespan so that we have more time than what was it, like a minute? And then you post the applications. So we got app platform minimal version tag 1.0.41 because that's that, you know, we resolve that up here if you look at this platform LSP and you get the RAM. Oh, there's a typo there, but those are the versions for RAMs and CSP4. So back down here. So we got the application descriptors and we copied them into this repo and we called it application descriptor minimal RAMsense JSON, JSON. And then you do a post to Kong slash applications with your Folio backend admin client master realm token. And then this thing, right? And then so when you post that, and I'll skip this part is for the application complete. But apparently you don't have to do app minimal and app complete. I guess you could just do app complete. I don't know. This will change.
Yeah, app platform minimal is said to be a part of app platform complete.
Yeah,
I'm not sure there's also app platform full. I have no, it's not
yeah,
clear to
so
me the differences yet.
there's let me just go here.
And platform LSP, exactly, also.
So this the backend modules JSON here are supposed to be all the versions that you deploy. I think part of our problem that we're currently experiencing is there an app acquisitions here? No, there's not. So we just took app platform minimal and app platform complete.
Cool.
Okay, so let's go back here. So we post app platform minimal descriptor to Kong slash applications endpoint using the master realm Folio B admin client ID token. So then after that, you have to do this modules discovery endpoint. And we have a script here. And the modules discovery endpoint is just like the Okapi discovery modules endpoint, where you're saying these versions of those modules are out there. Go discover them, Kong. And so our Python script here Where is it? Discovery modules. Our Python script does basically the main function, and the main function is defined here, and we get our token, which is defined here, and it's Folio backend admin client for Master Realm, and we were using our internal service. Okay, so we get the token, then we make a request to manager application slash applications.
This is when we could only do it in the cluster. Now we could change these to the Kong. Instead of that line 7 could be Kong, and the one she showed for keycloak could be the external keycloak. But
Yeah,
regardless.
the wiki documentation shows to do Kong slash applications, and we couldn't do that in the cluster. We were hitting the module URL. Okay, so we create this discovery dictionary or hash key value store, whatever you want to call it. And we read the application descriptor JSON file that we're posting to, and we get the module name and the location, and we build a thing out of, let me see, where is the, I don't know if it makes sense to look at the thing that you're supposed to post, but we build a little JSON object for that module and the location of the module and its port 8082. And then we post it to this endpoint modules discovery. And I guess we had some timeouts, maybe. So we tried again. Okay, so that's that step.
Is it possible to put multiple versions of a module inside the Kong?
I'm not sure.
I think not
Not
yet. I think
for the same tenant.
I don't think at all at the moment, right? I think that's one of
Oh.
the limitations currently being worked on. I think
Okay, yeah.
GBV mentioned something like this in their talk at WolfCon, but I
Yeah.
might be misrepresenting that.
No,
Okay. No.
I think, yeah, Kong can only handle they yeah, you can't put multiple tenants with different module versions in Kong right now. That's a ticket being worked on. Okay, so we run our Python script to post to modules discovery to basically manager applications and module. These are the applications. And then you do this process of creating the tenant, and you're still using your Master Realm Folio Badmin client ID token. And this posting of the tenant is supposed to, that process creates all the data that you're supposed to have in the Keycloak database for your tenant. So it's supposed to create the realm for your tenant. It's supposed to do whatever needs to be created in Keycloak when you create the tenant at this endpoint. And then we get our tenant UUID after it's created, and we save it to a variable. And then we have to, what are we doing here? Oh, I guess we're just checking what the tenant attributes are. Check or create SUL application, redirect URIs in Keycloak. I'm not sure. What are we doing here? I don't know. I'm questioning, is this, are we deviating here from the wiki page, Josh? Do you know? I don't remember.
What are you pointing at?
This section here. Check or create SUL application redirect URIs. That doesn't seem,
Yeah.
this deviates from the wiki.
Well, the wiki didn't do that for some reason.
Oh, so we had to.
I think really, the AI agent told me to do those redirect URIs with the, wild cards.
Oh, I know. This is when you log into Keycloak and you're like, this is just doing this from the API versus going into the Keycloak interface
Yeah.
and putting in your front end URL and
No,
saying to
no, this is in
redirect
the
it.
original documentation. I remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was also wondering what's the meaning of this? Well, why do I have to what is it? What do they call it? Configure the tenant. It doesn't it work yet, or why do I have to set these URLs there?
I don't know if you do. A lot of this I did trying to figure out why we couldn't, log in with the UI and just throwing stuff at the wall. So it may be we don't need that, and now it works just because of our load balancer problem.
I'm not sure that's the case. I think this needs to be done because your tenant dash application client ID that's in Keycloak, that's the one that the UI is going to use when a user logs in. And so you have to configure Keycloak to say, to like, this is your front end URL for when a user logs in, and it needs, I don't know. Some configuration. This may not be the correct configuration, but it needs some configuration, I think, to know like when that client ID logs in, it's allowed to log into this URL and then to redirect it to something. Maybe Kong. I don't know. Okay, so there's some question about this step, but it's spelled out in the wiki. We might have deviated here. Okay, so after we deployed the manager modules and did the creating the tenant in Keycloak and posting to modules discovery, then we installed the modules into the cluster. And we have this Python script that we wrote, install modules. And basically, that is going to take an argument of, the namespace you want to install it into. And the Helm repo is going to be Folio Helm v2 because that's what we're using. We're not using a local copy of Folio Helm v2. We're just taking from what's there. And we're doing a Helm install of a file, and it's that same file that this one here, application descriptor. So we grab from this file the name of the module, for instance, mod configuration. And let me show. We have a base override where this is like the default values that we're passing to Helm install. So image repo folio org name is the module name that's coming from the JSON file, and the tag version is the version that's coming from the JSON file. And we do this pod security context, Eureka enabled true, and we're giving them all these integrations, existing secret. And let me expand this here. So this is like for module and modules, like the list of modules from our thing. We're going and checking to see if we have an override file here. And what would be one that has an override file? Mod entities links. So We have these extra YAML files here for the Helm install that is needed for this module, mod entities links. So when we run this install script, it's going to run a command of Helm install dash f resources.yaml, and it's going to apply these values for the Helm package. And we have this Java options, extra Java ops. Very important. System user enabled equals false for most of these links.
Oh.
Or else you're going to run into problems on
Oh.
entitlement. And then we also have an extra env. We're inserting this extra integrations for S3 and the existing secrets coming from S3 credentials. So I'm going to back up. So when we run this install script and it comes across mod entities links in the JSON file that we're inputting, we're passing that JSON file into this script. It's going to look and see, okay, there's an override file for resources. And there's an override file for extra env, and there's an override file for Java ops. And it's going to build this whole Helm command, Helm args namespace install. Overrides YAML and these extra files. So we're going to pass a bunch of extra files in for the Helm. And then that's how we deploy all the modules with the override, like the override values that they need. We kind of like do it on the fly instead of doing like Helm template and posting like just one YAML file. Anyways, so after we deploy the backend modules using that install script, I passed where I was. Where was I? Here, create tenant, deploy backend modules. And then we have these extra things in here. Why do we have these here? Create key cloak system users if
No.
necessary.
I think I didn't do this.
Because
No, I don't
didn't
think you need to do this. maybe
This was this was throwing stuff at the wall.
Yeah, I think we're thinking, oh, they needed to be here, but they didn't, or they didn't get created, or I don't know.
Well,
I mean, we're gonna rework all this because we gotta start over and yeah, refine these steps. So let's skip that part. But the next step is creating entitlements. But then
Yes.
apparently you don't have to do that anymore. I don't know. So this part is basically enabling the modules for the
Now,
tenant.
this is like the copy install endpoint, really.
Yes.
It's the same parameters. Load reference, for
Yeah.
example.
This
Aha,
is
so this is,
enabling the
yeah.
modules for the tenant.
So this probably does a migration or
So
not.
you do a curl to a post to this Kong slash entitlements with these install parameters. You're using the master realm token. Is that right? Or are we using the sidecar? Which token are we using here?
We're creating entitlements.
It's the
You
one.
use the master one, but fully when you're doing the manager app, the manager MGR ones.
Yeah. So it's the master, the Folio B admin client master realm token. So we do this curl to post the app platform minimal. But see, it applications takes an array So we could actually do them all at once if we wanted to, but we were just doing one at a time. We were doing minimal and then we did complete. But since it takes a list, applications, you could post many. And then after you post the do this post to entitlements, you could monitor the entitlements process using Flow ID. So when you do this post, you get a response that includes a UUID for Flow ID. And
Oh,
or
this
you
is
could
new
get it
to
from
me.
here, Flow ID, entitlement flows, and pipe to JQ and get out the ID. And then you get the app Flow ID. From that Flow ID. And then using the app Flow ID in this curl, you could monitor the every single stage of the entitlements process. Or you could just go and look at the module logs. I think it's Manager tenant lot module is the logs that you could look into if you wanted to. And then you could check applications that are entitled for the tenant should be at this endpoint, entitlements, tenant ID slash applications. And I think the token here is still your master token, master realm token. We have some reinstall stuff that I don't think reinstall.
What happens if you entitle
I don't
an
know.
application which is already entitled, if you entitle a different version?
I don't know about that because we're just using the same versions every time.
But where do you have the version numbers from? Is it the Flower release version? Or what is this? Some
Yeah, so
1.0.14.
we go here from platform LSP. We put in the tag, the version tag.
Okay, thank you. I see.
And then we go to at platform.
I find this completely unintuitive. You have
I
a
know, I know.
released version CSP4, but
Wait a
you're
minute, what
using
was it?
those
117.
versions like 1.1.0.41.
11. I don't even see 1178. What's going on? Am I in the I wasn't looking at the right one. Here. 1041. Okay, platform minimal. 1041. There.
And then you
And
get this.
then this thing. And
Yes.
those are all the
Okay, thank you.
Yep, that's like
versions
Okapi.
What?
That's how platform complete with Okapi works.
Yeah,
But
no, it is.
one redirection more.
Yeah, there's another layer of redirection, exactly. Okay. So after entitlements process and everything, you see that everything got entitled. Then we followed the create an admin user from the wiki page. And so to create your admin user, you have to use your sidecar module access client secret because the master realm token doesn't work, right? So you have to use a client ID that's in Keycloak that is for your tenant, your realm. And I guess we're using, I think this is what the wiki said is to use sidecar module access client. Okay, so we get our token using sidecar module access client, and then we do the post to create the user, Eureka admin. And the post is to users Keycloak users. And then this is, then we check the user creation. Some of these endpoints didn't work. Like we tried to do just a get to user's key cloak slash users following the API. Like you should be able to get a list of users, but it doesn't work. Like you have to put in the UUID for the user in order to check that it worked. I don't know. Like some of the endpoints, they just like, do the endpoints not work because this is Eureka and everything doesn't work? Or did the endpoint not work because something was wrong with our configuration and how we set stuff up? I don't know.
It might be a security concern since you shouldn't be able to list all the users or something like that.
Really? Well, I mean, it's documented in the API that you're supposed to be able to get a list of users. So
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, but I get it. Like maybe you shouldn't be able to get it. I don't know. Maybe there's always a mismatch between what the module does and documentation, right? Okay, so we check the user to see that it was created. And it was, yay. This is an example of what the I guess what the response looks like for when we go to that endpoint. Create the user credentials using authenticate this endpoint, authenticate credentials. And yeah, Eureka admin, secret password, totally secure. All uppercase. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Then create the admin role. So this is following exactly from the wiki page. And this is where we're like, why don't we can't log in with our Eureka admin user? We did a post to the roles, this data, admin role ID. We get the admin role ID so then that we could add the role to the capability. So we could get the capabilities and post the role with the list of capabilities or something like that. And then we add the admin role to the admin user. And that's the end of our README. So
I have.
this repo is currently under here and it's private, but I think Ingolf, we gave you permissions to look at it. Does anybody else want permissions to look at it?
So where this lapse. Yes.
Ugh. I'm not going to do that right now. Let me know if you want, if people would like to look at this. I think we currently have it locked down because yeah, we're using secret password for our admin user. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Shelley. That was great.
But I don't think it's answered the base question. Like, how do you run the database upgrade scripts when you go from one flower release to the next?
To
Or
you don't know
even
yet.
for the next CSP?
I thought it like for the modules, like database migrations for each module. I think the entitlements process does that for you. Although I don't know because we started with Okapi based Ramsyn CSP4 and then yeah, so we don't know the answer to that. But I assume it should work the same. But that, we shouldn't assume things, right? We should ask.
Yeah, and test.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
my platform Millimel has funny snapshot versions, which I got from Vasya. So I think I have to first upgrade only the platform Millimel and see if that works. If that doesn't work, I don't know how to do an upgrade, and I have to do everything again for flower release.
Yeah, I mean, if you're already at a snapshot version, so your database already has, like, there's no migration scripts for going down for downgrading, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to start from, I don't know,
Yeah, I'm
copy.
saying, I don't know. These are not new snapshot versions. They might be old, but snapshot. They might be half a year old. I have checked this.
Yeah,
So.
I don't know. But we, like I said, we took a copy of our, no, wait a minute. Yeah, we started from Casnalia CSP8. We upgraded to Ramsyn CSP4 using Okapi. And then we're just trying keep everything at CSP4 for now. But I think
That
we're gonna.
sounds like the sane version of doing the migration to Eureka.
Yeah, exactly. But I think our plan for production is to just get to Sunflower on Eureka. I don't know
From
what we're gonna do, how we're gonna do that.
Kresnelia.
No, we're going to upgrade to Ramsen's our production from Kesnelia to Ramsen's Okapi in December. Is our current plan. And then we're still working out how to get to Eureka. And I want to just go to Sunflower. So I think I don't know, Josh, what do you think? I mean, we're going to be upgrading it, right? So it's like, what do you want to do?
I mean, it seems to me that we should have everything in place where our admin user should see everything in the UI.
Yeah.
So without understanding like why that's not working, I don't think maybe just resetting and doing it all again, and Sunflower will fix it somehow. But we still don't understand why it didn't work. So I do want to, we should do that, but I think we should still try to get it working where it's at, because there doesn't seem to be a reason why it should, at this point, to my mind, why it's not working, and I want to understand that what that reason is.
Yeah. So,
Whether it's like a mismatch of the UI versions to what we're running in the back end or something else.
yeah. So I guess that answer is we're still not sure if we're going to do Ramsen's Eureka or Sunflower Eureka for production. We're still figuring that out.
Oh, we are not either sure.
Yep. Have you restarted the installation from Ramsyn CS before Okapi and then just done the Eureka steps again?
Yeah,
We
not
haven't
or
yet.
have you only done that once?
I think so.
We only did it once. If we want to redo it again, I think we have to just kind of blow away our database and start over.
I mean, I've truncated all the stuff in Keycloak one time and started from the create tenant step. Yeah, so. But yeah, we haven't started completely from scratch yet. And I think when we do that, we're gonna have to get a copy of our we're gonna have to we can't start with our Folio database where it's at. I think we have to
We have to do a refresh, yeah.
We got to get like a refresh from our production, which is at Kesnelia CSP8.
And that's a chunk of work. It's like a whole day of doing stuff. So it's like we're trying not to just
Yeah.
blow everything away and start over every time, because it's like it'll take forever. So
We don't even know if indexing works.
yeah, we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, that usually doesn't work. Yeah.
That usually doesn't work.
Yeah, so I mean I know our management is really hopeful that we'll be on Sunflower Eureka in I don't know as early as possible, but don't know.
Yeah, this upgrade was the first we had that re-indexing worked.
Oh.
There was no discrepancy between the numbers.
Hmm.
And that's strange. But they threw some old data away,
Yeah.
just to cl cleaning up the data.
Well, we're at time. Can I show you what problem I have at the moment? I cannot.
I
I'm
actually
sure.
don't have any time anymore. Just time.
Ah,
Good.
it's only because it's 7 o'clock, Florian, and you want to
Yes,
go
it's
home.
7 p.m. and I want to meet with some friends. But if the
Ah,
problems
okay.
still persist, we can look at them on Friday in the German round. So have a nice day.
Okay, thank you
Bye.
for offering. Bye.
I have time to hang around.
So, see, I have to get rid of these Zoom stuff. So, key cloak, usually I can log into key cloak here. But today, not. I haven't done it for some days. Now the question is, what is going wrong? So keycloak is an ingress. For example, when I do the same thing with car, it works. This works because I can add an exception. Cannot see my, can add an exception. Okay, then some stuff. But in principle, it works. And also, Vault works, but keycloak not. So,
Did you change anything in the environment variables for the host name or?
no. I actually wonder where it is. If I look, sorry, if I look here for a keycloak, I expect there's a deployment and depart, but there's now. Deployment. This is these are modules. There's one part. Where does this come from? Do you
It's a
know?
stateful set.
Why is there no deployment? It
It's
is
a
like
stateful set.
stateful set. It's
Yeah, it's a different type of Kubernetes object.
Okay. In there, you could maybe see that if you edit it or something, you could see all the values.
So, okay, then nothing is lost. No, nothing is, everything is green. I sometimes encounter situations where things are red. For example, the vault. I have to unseal this from time to time, which is also not very lucky, but at least I know how to solve. But ever today, everything is green. So why does this not work?
Yeah.
Then I can.
What happens if you click on keycloak in that list? No, not that one. That list, yes.
Says what the
Now you
pod is.
are. Now you can see you have a pod.
I would look in the log, but I have see no clue here. It's fine, and then I try to log in again.
Oh, that's Kong.
It's ah,
Yeah.
sorry, thank you. It's a key cloak. If I take this away, it should also work.
Oh, is the problem is it says something went wrong? I've seen that before.
Yeah, it says something went wrong. Exactly.
And interestingly enough, like LDR showed me, if you inspect this page and there's like a script that it runs with URLs, and you can look and see if it's pointing to the right.
Inspect this page as script as you was.
Let's
I don't
see.
know.
I think you maybe. Oh, there it is. That's it right there. To just make sure all those look.
What are they supposed to
This
look
is
like?
exactly this what we have seen where you said you have to configure the tenant.
Like
Yeah.
nothing, they're all HTTP or HTTPS, whatever they need to be, that nothing's pointing to the internal and, cluster. Here,
Is
let's
the
see.
client ID supposed to be security admin console?
No, I've never seen that. Never seen that.
So I know
Security
KeyCloak
admin.
has like an admin ingress or an admin console and then just the regular one or something, right, Josh? Am I?
Yeah. In your chart, do you have like admin ingress
Interesting.
enabled as true or something like that?
The
So
KeyCloak chart.
go to your Kubernetes cluster, and maybe if we look at the values in the stateful set or what your Helm install files look like or something. I don't know.
Just think I didn't change this, but the
Value.
keycloak values. Certainly this one.
You have ingress, host name, that should say like enable true, right? Yeah. Is there one that says admin ingress?
No.
So that should be false by default. So that's okay.
Keep going up.
Maybe here are the KeyCloak credentials.
That's, yeah, for the external database, that looks okay.
It's and then now it's getting interesting because I made some change. These credentials, these cred I actually I recreated them, and maybe I just have to redeploy it.
Yeah.
I deleted the secret, but it was Eureka comma.
Oh, if you changed some environment variable,
Yeah.
you should restart the stateful set
I
to
think I
pick
will
up the
just
new values.
I think I will just do this. Restart the stateful set, but now I have to. I'll have to find out how. I don't
Or upgrade
know.
it. You could, I don't know.
Key cloak.
Does your can you do it from your Kubernetes dashboard here?
Yeah. Oh, from a dashboard. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is there a way to click, go to the stateful set?
Sure.
And then is there a restart?
What happens if I delete this? Will this be redeployed?
I wouldn't, if any, if you want to do it that way, I would just delete the pod and it will restart the, if
Yeah,
you.
that's a good idea. Delete the
But will
pod.
the pod pick up the new values if, I don't know. You might have to just do Helm
Yeah, I
upgrade,
think you should have
however you
upgraded it.
deployed it.
I think it's key cloak. Yeah, delete the pod. It's good. No, we can wait. It's gray.
If that doesn't work, then do your upgrade like you were going to do in your terminal. And then do that again. Or you might not have to do it again. It'll automatically take down that pod and spin up another one.
It doesn't look Oh, yeah, 5 seconds ago. Waiting to start. Okay. Not ready yet. Waiting for 10 seconds. Trying.
Misconfiguration detected. Host name is configured to use HTTP
Yeah.
instead
Thank
of
you. That's a
HTTPS. Although you also have the host name strict.
I don't
I
think
don't
it's
know.
only a warning. I never have HTTPS here.
Okay, it's probably just fine.
Oh, okay, it's yeah, so it's green. So key clock, right? Yeah, get off. funktioniert. Works. Thank you.
Well, is this where you got the something went wrong or?
Yes.
So we don't know if it works yet. Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, trying again is just gonna do that. It's gonna just go in circles.
But there
Yeah,
was some
maybe do that helm upgrade from the
yeah.
Yes. Still
command
wondering what
line.
did I change? Only Eureka Common? What about the key clock? Eureka. I changed Eureka Common, I think, because here, this is strange. The client ID is called Folio Backend Admin Client. And the
Yep.
secret is also called Folio Backend Admin Client. And I triple checked this in the chats that this has to be like this.
Yep.
But
Is it? Let me look at ours.
if you send a post, the password is secret password for this client. And then the question is, what is the secret in the this is
I think the
Kubernetes. What
secret
is the
is
secret
the.
is in Kong? Is it Folio backend admin client or a secret password?
Our secret for KC admin client secret is the path, quote unquote, password.
Yeah,
Secret password.
mine too, Josh. But here, why is this here? Why does this have to be like this? It's completely.
As long as that matches what's in Vault for the client, or no, what's in Keycloak. If that's
Yeah,
like your
but it
password,
doesn't. But
then
it
that's
doesn't.
fine.
But it doesn't.
What's the password for the Do you know what the password is for Folio backend admin client in Keycloak?
It's secret password.
I would change that to secret password then. I think that's part maybe part of the problem. That's what we have.
Don't think so, but
Well.
okay. But I changed this, and maybe you know I have to redeploy it, but I changed it forth back and forth. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you change the secret, you to pick up the new values, the stateful set needs to be restarted. Or you can, I don't know, helm upgrade key
Yeah,
cloak.
this is the story. Keycloak. Install Keycloak, right?
Well, if it's already installed, you need
Yeah, I
to.
need to uninstall it, but
Or
upgrade.
instead of install, just do upgrade.
this stupid Casey hostname.
That KC hostname and KC
It's a
hostname
different
back
one.
channel, I don't know. KC
Let's do
hostname
this.
back channel isn't like an environment variable that's used anywhere in the charts, but I don't know
Let's do this.
what chart you're using. Is
No,
that right, Josh? KC hostname back channel is not a thing at all, and like it's not even picked up anywhere in the whole stack.
Like the one that where you specified as a host name. Yeah, that's I think that was some AI thing that just got propagated somehow. Some hallucination and people went with it, and it's like if you look it up in the documentation
But
on
wait, if I
GitHub.
uninstall Keycloak, do I have to do all these?
I would just do upgrade.
Okay,
Don't
yeah. Then I have to
uninstall.
create, yeah. Then I have to create everything again, you know, what is in there.
Yeah, just take your
No. With
the thing
upgrade, you
that you use
shouldn't
for
need to
install.
do everything, just some of it.
Where's my window? Let's try that.
So
Global
here.
values, secret values. Bit normally key clue. Maybe I have to upgrade the Helm chart first, but let's see. No, I have to Helm repo update. No.
Change
Ach, das ist
install.
jetzt Install, ja, Upgrade, sorry.
Yeah.
Upgrade. I think it's a success.
Woohoo.
Ah. No, ah, no, I erased this. I think
Now you have
it's
to
back.
wait for things to come up.
I think it's 8443, just in the stateful set. That's the wrong namespace. Key log. Why 4 months ago? Ports. Why 7 minutes ago? Because I just did an upgrade.
It either might take time or it for some reason didn't detect a change between
Yeah.
what you have deployed and what you're
Yeah.
trying to
Yeah.
upgrade to.
Yeah.
So you might need to do like kube control rollout restart for the stateful set if you don't have a way to do that in your dashboard. Let's see what's the kube control
Roll out
docs.
and restart.
Do you use kube control? I mean, you must.
Yes.
Yeah, so like let me look for.
But what I am wondering, Shelly, is why do I get no log messages here? This is a, well, blatant error. So why is there
This is
nothing?
Folio. Why should you get an error message in the logs?
Yeah.
Well, it's not hitting keycloak. The error's not in there. The error is, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you
Okay.
update
Oh,
I
closing the
don't
browser. No.
Is there any sidecars for key cloak?
No. There's no sidecars for keycloak.
Don't know.
So the error is
No.
somewhere else in the, it's not, do you have a load balancer in front of your
No,
keycloak?
no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good remark. The error is somewhere else. How can I find out where the error is? I have to go to your talk and listen to it, which I did. So I have to use a
Oh, no,
coroute
I don't.
and
I
blah,
thought
blah, blah,
you're
and lens. I have to use coroute and lens.
No, you don't have to use Koroot and Lens, but Koroot's really helpful.
Yeah.
Well, with like searching logs.
You can always TCP dump the traffic.
I think your client secret ID is not right, Ingolf. If that, unless that's your password that you had. If you're just using the default, like we were, where the password is secret password, that's what we have for our client secret for the Folio backend admin client. And that's, you know, if you don't have the right password, you're not going to be able to log into the, you know,
You're using
client.
Vault, right?
Yes.
If you were to go to Vault and look at the value for that client ID, Folio backend admin client, what do you have in
Okay.
Vault?
Yeah, we can look. I find this is much too much. What is this all? It's for each deployment version. I have a new secret. This is completely.
That's related to
Oh.
Helm and how Helm manages your deployments.
Yeah, there are some more keycloak
Helm
credentials
creates.
here on page 4084 or so. Keycloak credentials. So.
What's the KC Folio B admin client secret? What do you have
What is
there?
that? That secret password, you know, secret. This is also what is involved. It's also what is involved. But this is
I need to
different.
run. Have a nice
See you.
day, evening, or whatever.
Have a nice week.
Okay,
All
so
right. So
Casey.
why is this isn't this the secret for Folio backend admin
So,
client? This is called backend BE. You
okay.
know, why is this different to
Can I?
Folio backend admin client secret in Eureka
It needs to
common?
be the same in Golf. That the
Oh.
value there for that environment variable needs to be the same
No.
for the other one.
No, I've asked this. It has always been
I
like
know
this,
the
isn't it?
AI is wrong. The AI is telling you the wrong thing.
Mine works now. I can show you what I have for all those things. That's
Okay. This is only you, Shelley, so you don't need to look it up now. I think I asked this somewhere, I don't remember. Okay, show me your values. I don't know. This one.
Okay, let me share. You got okay. Let me share now. So in Keycloak, you start in Keycloak. Here's Folio back end admin client, credentials, client secret, secret
No, no
password.
secret password. No.
So then in Vault, under secret Folio master, secret password for that client. And then for the secrets, which ones are we looking at here? The client
Eureka
ID is
Common.
that. Casey admin client secret is secret password. And was there another one?
It's in Keycloak credentials.
That's Kafka credentials. Keycloak credentials.
And it's Casey B admin something. Casey Folio B admin client.
What tool is this?
Secret password.
What you're showing?
This is
Is this
Lens.
some kind of lens? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
So.
in Eureka Common, in Golf, in your Eureka Common, you need to change KC admin client secret to secret password. And then restart.
Okay, we'll try.
Cube control, roll out, restart your key cloak stateful set. And then I think it might
Or
work if you do that.
yeah.
Okay. I'm
Or delete the bot.
gonna go.
Yeah. Good
It's
luck.
fun.
Thank you for helping me. Thank you, Shelley.
Yep.
Thank you,
All right.
Josh.
Bye. See
See
you next time.
you in 2 weeks.
All right. Bye.